238 Dakota men were hung in Mankato, Minnesota, 3 years. Later, two chiefs were also hung. So what you're hearing is the honor song for the Dakota 38 plus 2 memorial ride from 2019. Was on the day after Christmas, 1862. And shortly after that, December 29th, that's when Wounded Knee occurred. So hopefully some of you know about Wounded Knee. That was Sitanka Spotted Tails, known as Bigfoot. It was a terrible massacre of the Lakota people by the United States Army. A dark day in my Army's tradition. But I wanted to open the show with a different perspective today after Christmas. I've been talking about Christmas, and that's great, and how important Christmas is, and Happy New Year, but it's not the same for everybody, and there's been fake news for a long time. So this is Jeff Prather in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, disabled veteran, ex-special agent, intelligence collector, turn whistleblower. Now your intelligence officer on KVOI AM 1030 The Voice. Out in the deep state fake news and restoring our republic. So hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. I certainly did with my family. But I wanted to talk about a different deep state, at least start off with it today, and different fake news. And a lot of us are really becoming aware of what is going on, how the government has really sabotaged us and turned it against us. And I'll get to all of that. But for First Americans, for Amerindians, for Native Americans, for indigenous folks, the ones that welcomed all the visitors here in traditional Native hospitality and compassion, the deep state's been in existence for a long time. There's nothing new about the FBI lying and coming after them. There's nothing new about conspiracies, and there's also nothing new about fake news turned against them. Almost every movie, TV show you've ever watched about Native peoples is unfortunately wrong and terrible, and they just make stuff up. They make up languages. They make up ridiculous ceremonies and show almost nothing of the true culture. And it's important because if we're going to really be angry about the deep state and the fake news, then we've got to be angry about all the deep state and all the fake news, just not the deep state and fake news that affects one group of us. There is a great Lakota prayer, Aho Matakoyase, for all my relatives, for all my relations. That is for all the black peoples, white peoples, yellow peoples, red peoples. That's a traditional prayer that's said going into a Nipi and Sweat Lodge or a Tachin in Apache. And if you've ever spent time with traditional peoples, they are very welcoming and also very forgiving. But it's also for the two-leggeds, the four-leggeds, the winged, and the finned, because we're all related, because we're all creations of the same creator. So that's a very different perspective. So usually I'm talking about restoring our republic, and this is part of that. For example, when the Supreme Court finally found in favor of the Salage, the Cherokee people, who, when they said, well, you're not Christian, so they converted. Hey, you don't have a written alphabet, so they made a written language. You don't have a newspaper, they made a newspaper. You don't have plantations, they made plantations. You don't have slaves, they even had slaves. Their plantations were better than the non-Indian, than the white plantations. They still took all their land and moved them, and out, and that's the Trail of Tears. But every tribe, every nation has a Trail of Tears. Here, it's right after my birthday, is the Camp Grant massacre, where it was really terrible, is they got the Tanaadam people to go kill Apache women and children here at Camp Grant. But the point here is that if we are going to restore our republic and we come back to our foundations of ethics, which based on our morals, which based on our spiritual qualities, which base, again, as I always say, on our Judeo-Christian native values, then we have to understand the basis for what we are and where we come from. The way you fish in Alaska is not the same way you fish in Hawaii. But in both places, people fish. So the way you relate to the land in one place is not the way you relate to the land in another. And so the way you're going to pray and connect to the Creator in one place is not the same way you are in another. And I say that a lot of the concepts of our republic, the individual confederations, come from the Iroquois Confederation, the seven great campfires, that every man is free, but we have to, and every woman is free, but we have to band together. And it's been very much recognized. I've talked about that on other shows, that Benjamin Franklin recognized a lot of that came from the native peoples. But while I hope you had a wonderful and blessed Christmas with your family like I did, I wanted to point out to you about other deep state and other fake news that you're probably not that familiar with. And so that is the first one. So hopefully you've heard of, you know, Wounded Knee, and maybe you've read the D. Brown famous book, Bury Your Heart at Wounded Knee. But you probably don't know that dozens of Lakota and other Native American allies every year for the last 32 years do a 300-kilometer journey on horseback, 350 miles, retracing the historic journey of Lakota Chief Sitanka, which is a spotted tail, but in English he was called Bigfoot. And you've seen that reenacted in the movie Hidalgo. And that's important to recognize, because these are not just folks that are feeling sorry for themselves riding through the snow in the sub-degree weather every year as a practice of prayer. And if you look at my book, Initiation, or you look at, which is on, Amazon.com, Initiation, My Journey with Apache Medicine Man, great book, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained, or if you go to ChristChaplaincy.com, we're talking about kinetic prayer, and Yeshua did a lot of kinetic prayer. That was very important. And so these folks are doing something very brave because the Lakota were trying to get away. That's all they were trying to do. And they were trying, and they were not, just like at Greasy Grass, at Little Bighorn, they weren't looking for a fight. Those have been long portrayed incorrectly, and lies on the in the movies. Even when I was growing up, they were still portraying those wrongly. They're only starting to portray those now correctly, like with Little Big Man. Great, great movie, great book. But they came in and massacred him. Nobody really knows who fired the first shot. Some people say it was a deaf guy who wouldn't give up his guns because they were taking all the guns. But then they loosed cannon on him, and then they buried him in a mass grave. And a lot of soldiers got medals of honor for that. And I'm a big... I've been around several Medal of Honor recipients. They're amazing guys, but... for these murders, that should not have happened then. So for everybody, it's not just a Merry Christmas out there. It's a very traumatic time, and they're doing something about that. But I will tie that into what's going on in Virginia and other things right after this break, because I've run over already. But this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Ahau matakoyase. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you at KVOI.com, AM 1030, trusted local news and talk. as I mop up my mess in here and knocking over water and everything. So anyway, to continue, I just wanted to give you a different perspective on a very worthy effort and people, and something I've been involved in for a long time. So I was going to, because it's a Christmas time and there's not as much happening. Yeah, and I know there's a lot happening. I will get to the FISA court cover-up. I will get to the Virginia governor trying to create the second Civil War and making everything I do illegal. But my point here is that for some of us, the first of us here that welcomed everyone else, the Native people, this is nothing new to them, but they are still here. And in Arizona, there's more tribal peoples than anywhere else. So I was going to kind of tell my story, my whistleblower story. I've kind of told parts of it before, but I think I'll back up and tell a little bit different of my story. So, you know, I've had Alyssa from Hands of Hope on before, and, you know, I am a product of rape out of St. Joseph's Orphanage. Under today's laws, I could still be an abortion. But my wonderful wife, who's probably listening, ended up finding my birth mom because I was adopted very early on, had no idea. My adopted dad, if he's listening, ended up bringing me out to Arizona and exposing me to Native culture very early on. That you made a big lasting impression. But it turned out that my birth mom was from Comanche, Oklahoma, Indian territory before it was a state, where the Apache, Comanche, and Kiowa were actually resettled. So this is something that I've been involved in for a long time, and I eventually mentored under an Apache elder, Philip Cassador, who was a very famous medicine singer and person, and really changed my perspective. And I ended up developing a leadership curriculum that I've taught for over 33 years or something, all over the world, Japan, Australia, in public schools, and been honored to mentor many people, including many Native youth, as recently as last year. So just like on Veterans Day, I was telling you that you know, most of you don't know veterans. Most of you probably don't know indigenous folk. And they're not like in the movies. They're not, you know, the movies are parodies of everything. they're very funny, for one thing. If you ever read my book, you'll see how funny they are. But it's Christmas time where everybody is usually happy, and there are people who are not. We did have some tragedies, some losses of life, so we're praying for Bethany, who passed, and her kids that are still alive up on White Mountain. And that was very sad. But I want to expose you to these folks that had ancient ways here. They say that the first 7 feet of the soil are the bones of their ancestors. So the way they know the land and relate to the land is profound. If you've ever seen The Martian, it's a great movie. It's, I guess, a good book. I haven't read it, but he ends up growing potatoes to stay alive on Mars by himself, using his own poop. But you probably don't know that potatoes come from the Amada people in Bolivia, where I used to work. They're the ones that came up with that, not Ireland. Ireland and Europe were starving to death. It was the native peoples there that created the potatoes. And of course, Machu Picchu and Pumapuco and all kinds of amazing places. But then we were watching Lost in Space, the new version, the other night, and they're growing corn on some planet. The corn was the first of genetic modifications right here by Native peoples. But they are not looked upon as great civilizations. Even though if you read the journals, they'll talk about roads, towns, farms, and cities. Cahokia, look it up, was bigger than London at the Mississippi River, kind of like Egypt, kind of like the Nile. But all that is part of the fake news and then was developed by the deep state. And so at this this Christmas, the same time that a lot of people are celebrating Christmas, these Lakota and Dakota are doing prayer rides. They're not just sitting around feeling sorry for themselves, even though they certainly have plenty to feel sorry about. Because both of these massacres happened in December, near Christmas, on the 26th and the 29th. Just like most of us think very highly of Lincoln, and I've been to the Lincoln Memorial many times, but that's the largest mass execution in history is Dakota 38, which I mentioned as well earlier. And that's because it was going to be 300, but he commuted a lot of executions. And the reason that happened is because they revolted off the reservation. And why was that? That was because the agent were starving them to death. So they had already been beaten. They had been lied to. And they finally revolted because their kids were starving to death. And I would do the same. Most of them were commuted in execution, but 38 of them were hung. And so another prayer ride that happens in the freezing cold. You can look all this up. There's a great documentary on YouTube called Dakota 38. It's started by Jim Miller, a Vietnam vet, really amazing guy who had a vision. Crying for a vision is a Lakota way of praying. And he said, you know, healing's got to start someplace, so it's going to start with me. So these are not fake minority groups feeling sorry for themselves. These are brave people surviving and doing something about that, about what has been done to them. And, you know, there's lots of reservations. I spent most of my time on San Carlos and some on White Mountain up there with the Apache people. But Pine Ridge, where the Lakota are, that's probably the poorest and most desperate reservation in America. But they're doing amazing stuff. This is the Shitanka Wokiosye Okakuyasye Spotted Elk Remembrance Group that has started this Bigfoot Memorial Ride. Again, his name was Spotted Elk, but whites called him Bigfoot because he had big moccasins. And they are riding through the cold every year, praying and growing. And if you do any, if you've ever done any of my initiation training, or if you've done any of my kinetic training in the chaplaincy, like we were on the call today, because our kids can pray before they can talk, because we pray kinetically, because Yeshua prays all the time, but he only records one prayer. So this is another type of prayer, and I just think you should be aware of that. And the Dakota 38 riders, that's another prayer ride, is a 330-mile journey that raises awareness of what has been done to the Dakota. And they also talk about the horse has healing energy. So now we call that equine therapy, but the Lakota have known about that forever. And I have horses, and I've lived with my horses for 30 years, and I often go ride up in the morning and say my pollen prayers on horseback because there's the four legs, there's the tail, and there's the head. So that's the four directions, and that's also Mother Earth and Father Sky. And it's a great way to pray. And Jesus had a horse too, if you think about it, and rode a colt in, a little boy who comes back and from the dead and says, Jesus got a horse. No surprise to native peoples. But despite all of those terrible things, as they ride along, they have to get shelter. So a lot of that land is non-Indian white farms and ranches now, and they have been taken in. And so that is the beginning of reconciliation. But it's starting on their side as they are become a conquered people, a betrayed people, all the treaties broken. The army that I'm proud to have been a part of, those are dark times. You know, I could never have served in the 7th Cavalry, although the 7th Cavalry has done great stuff since then. That was We Were Soldiers once, Colonel Hal Moore and everything. But these are things that I want you to be aware of, because this is just as much deep state and fake news as any of the rest. And after this next break, I'm going to tell you not just about the tragedies, but what's going on and how they are amazingly making things better. But I will get to the to the current deep state. But this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, AM 1030, KVOI.com, trusted local news and talk, 520 790 2040. KVOI.com, unless I already said that. That was a great commercial there, Mike. If you're listening, at Perfection Auto Works, my first and most passionate sponsor. They're closed right now. They'll reopen on January 5th. Mike's a good, generous boss. He gives his guys who've all been with him for over 20 years. I know him. I've met him. They're really good guys. And true, the same guys who fight the wars, build the roads, are the blue-collar guys. Those are the heroes, not the slivers of metrosexuals on the coast and the Ivy League schools in Hollywood, which are just a wreck. But make sure you get your car in there while it's really cold. This is when you're going to need to prepare it and make sure it's prepared. Check those tires, belts, and hoses. Remember that they give you a free 26-point inspection. And those tires, belts, and hoses, those are the most essential things to keeping you moving. But there, Mike's wishing you a Merry Christmas and has a coolant flush and heater system inspection for only $88 now. So you can get them at 520-323-8650, and they'll be back at January 5th. And get in there quick because that place is always full. It is never, it's just like a good restaurant. You know, you can always tell where the truckers eat. There's everybody there. That place is always full. I have to park on the street every time I stop in to see him. And I know people who take their cars from California and bring them over for him to work on. And he works on all kinds of fancy cars. I just had a friend of mine stop in. He's got a bunch of old cars, Patrick, if you're listening. But anyway, moving back to what we were talking about is even though Native peoples have been betrayed, lied to, all the treaties were broken, when the Salage, the Cherokee, went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court actually agreed with him, Andrew Jackson said, okay, Supreme Court, you enforce the movement. So there's been plenty of corruption and deep state going on for a long time, but I think a lot of people, most people don't even think there are Amerindians around anymore. And the statistics are really just very traumatic. If you go on YouTube and watch the Dakota 38 documentary, you'll see that a lot of the people, the kids, the young men that they were interviewing on the show had died since then. The suicide rate is just terrible. The drug rate, gangs have gotten in there. we just lost a couple of dear friends over Christmas as well up on White River. And you got to understand, where they're coming from. The infant death rate for Native American children is 60% higher than the rate for Caucasians. Native American adults are twice as likely as white adults to be diagnosed with diabetes. Native American women are 2.5 times more likely to be sexually assaulted. I talked about that great movie, and Cowboy Dave called in talking about that great movie, Wind River, that my wife reminded me of. The life expectancy for Native Americans is 5.5 years shorter than for the rest of the population. Full 20% of Native Americans are uninsured. The rate of child abuse is twice as high. The rate of PTSD is twice as high, and psychological stress almost twice as high. Only 70% of Native American youth continue their education after school. 13% of Native Americans have a bachelor's degree. The national average of high school graduation is 82%, but the national average for Native youth is just 69%. So the cause of death for Native girls between ages 10 and 14 is suicide. There's 85% unemployment on the reservation. Now, Trump administration just did give the Little Shell Chippewa folk recognition, federal recognition. That helps a lot. That just happened, and you're not going to hear about that on the popular news because there's no money in it for the major networks. But you got to understand the historical trauma of Native Americans' families. And Dr. Maria Yellow Horse Braveheart is a Hunkpapa Oglala Lakota. That's Sioux to you, but Sioux means snake. It's an enemy term, just like Apache means an enemy term. Apache call themselves Inde. But there's a cumulative effect of 500 years of genocide, dislocation, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual violence. And that trauma gets passed down. And that shouldn't be hard to figure if you've worked with anybody with trauma. In Christian terms, you'll call that a generational curse. But this is a whole people having a generational curse. But they're not just crying and feeling sorry for themselves. They're doing great stuff. And I talked last year about the Dakota Access Pipeline, and they had moved it off the reservation when it went through. Of course, it just broke a while back as well. But that was the largest gathering of nations ever. So for Native peoples, that was a big, important time. Everybody was there for a long time. Yeah, there turned out to be some violence. Those were communist infiltrators. I think for the most part, communism infiltrates every legitimate movement along the way. But where it was moved to, and Kirk, if you're listening from South Dakota, you know, where it was moved to was still on Dakota land if they had honored the treaty that they had previously broken. But there's still a lot of folks doing a lot of good stuff. And if you get a chance, look up Native Hope. That is a really impressive Lakota organization that is reaching out and working with Dakota kids and bringing back the language and doing great work there. So I know about the, you know, New York Hasidic Jew stabbing done by the black guy who's probably Muslim, we don't know because the fake news won't tell us that. And the shooting in Texas at the Christian church. But just like these shootings go on all the time in Detroit and Chicago, this is what goes on the reservation all the time. And no one is aware of it. Nobody pays any attention to this at all. And so at this Christmas time when we're celebrating the birth of Yeshua, and it's a great time. There is still a lot of trauma going on, and they're fighting through it. But I do have a call. So, Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, I was just thinking about the amount of advertising that the Casino del Sol and Desert Diamond does here in Tucson, and the fact that we'll never say, well, I don't want to be pessimistic. It's rare that we'll see a news story about the tribe members, the Tohono O'odham tribe members who are living in poverty, while the casino is bringing in tons of money. And I'm thinking of a really highlight across the country up in Minnesota. Are you familiar with the Sioux tribe there that runs the casino near Minneapolis?
Well, that's where the Dakota 38 ride to is, Mankato, Minnesota. Minnesota means smoky water, but I'm not familiar probably exactly with what you're talking about. But
well, they have a casino there where each of the 400 or so tribe members receives income each month, and they get $75,000 per month per tribe member. And I'm thinking what they do, they spread it around, because tribes in North Dakota, South Dakota, other parts of Minnesota are not as fortunate, not as lucky. So they give monies here and there. And I'm thinking white folks do that with our entitlement programs. Maybe the successful tribes in Connecticut, I guess they're number one in the country, and Minnesota's not far behind, maybe they need to spread the wealth to the other tribes that are struggling. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with you. And so I have worked a lot of casinos. In fact, when I was a DEA special agent, I worked, and thanks for your call, I worked Las Vegas. And a lot of people say, oh, we don't want gambling on the res. Well, there's already just abject poverty and crime. So there is, Tio, you know, my adopted son there, Joe, if you're listening, works at Tio, and they are doing some of that. But there's corruption in any casino, in any government, anywhere. But yeah, that's a good point. Some of the tribes back east are really wealthy because they're really small, and they don't even look Native anymore there. So, but yeah, that's a really good point. But Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Prather. I had a question concerning the Tohono O'odham Nation's stance on their southern border with Mexico. Where do you remember when that made the news about a year and a half ago, where they weren't going to let us enforce the border down there with Mexico?
Sure, I've worked.
And I was wondering
I worked
what
that
your
border
stance was.
Well, so when I was a DA special agent, I went all over the place. I did a 10,000-pound seizure of marijuana from Animas, New Mexico. I worked out in Three Points. I worked with the Shadow Wolves. There's a really bad movie out, but the Shadow Wolves are a really cool Tohono O'odham tracking group. Border Patrol tracks pretty good, but Native trackers, they're just unbelievable. But yeah, they so the issue there. And I've worked federal because DEA and FBI have jurisdiction on federal lands, but the Tohono O'odham tribe, and I'm not really very knowledgeable on Tohono O'odham. If you want me to talk about Apache or Dakota, I know those folks better. I did teach at the San Javier Reservation martial arts years ago, but they're on both sides of the border with Mexico. So they can, and because they have a sovereign status as a nation, they can pass back and forth. And yeah, I know the tribal chairman is not supportive of that, and there's plenty of Native folks running drugs as well, just like there's plenty of Amish folks coming out of Mexico doing that. But my take on that is that if the tribes are truly sovereign nations and let them run their territory, that's a big problem with the reservations, is they have land, but they're not allowed to utilize it because the federal government always holds them in check. And there's a great biography by Russell Means. He passed a couple years back, Where White Men Feared to Tread. He was saying, forget the BIA, because the BIA steals like $6 million a year. If anybody knows about government corruption, it's the Native peoples. Is as long as you are going to be on the government's terms, and I learned this the hard way as a whistleblower, you're going to fight their fight, they're going to win. Don't depend on the government. And so my stance on that is, no, they can go back and forth because they are sovereign nations, and their nation extends before there was a border between Mexico and America. Before there was the United States, before there was Mexico, there was the Tohono O'odham were here down at the San Javier, where there used to be lots of sycamore trees. So I'm a big states' rights person, but thanks for the call. I've run over. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. John Farnham. I have actually trained with John Farnham. He is a excellent old-time rifle instructor and shotgun instructor, very well known in the firearms instructor area. You know, that's something else I've done a lot of, doing a lot less this year as I get older. I'm 62, but every Wednesday night at warriorschool.com is my handgun martial arts class, if you're interested in doing that. We're going on 10 years now. We just made our first decade as the handgun as an American martial art, not just disarms, but actually using the handgun. And founders, Native peoples, African peoples have used the firearms to defend themselves for since the beginning and before our nation. But December 29th, again, today is the anniversary of the Wounded Knee Massacre, where the Army used howitzers and killed about 300 Lakota women and children. And the ones that weren't dead froze, and then they buried them in a mass grave. And there's a real famous photo of Spotted Tail doing that. But you see a lot of black TV shows and movies and protesters. Then there's the fake stuff, the Jesse Smollett's and all that stuff. And that's very legitimate. Well, the Jesse Smollett isn't. But you see almost nothing about Native peoples. And if you do see something, it's even usually a very poor movie. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. And if you want to, you know, I can always use support on the show. That's the gogetfunding.com Prather Point. But nativehope.org is up in South Dakota, and they are doing great things. So it's the seventh generation. They believe seven generations it would take to rebuild their culture. And Tashunka Witko, Crazy Horse, had a vision and said that the red race will rise again and it will be a blessing to a sick world. I'm not looking about saving them. I'm looking about what I learned from my Apache mentor, Philip, changed my life. And in the chaplaincy, we all have our most profound spiritual experiences through native types of kinetic prayer, through fast and praying, going out in the mountains, sweat lodges, and all that, is they're going to save us, but we should save each other is my point. But anyway, Mark, welcome to the show. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for your show, and Happy New Year. Anyway, so speaking of possible border issues with the Tohono O'odham Reservation, and I've always been a big advocate of, rather than a wall or a fence or whatever, some structure, to put more like guard towers along the border to keep track and apprehend crossers. That way they're not going to be, you know, digging tunnels or anything like that. That way would they? They just sneak across or try to. And we can see them coming across in a variety of ways, even at night. So what could we do then? Something like that outside, north side of the Tohono O'odham lands, rather than at the Mexican border?
Well, they do that now. The Border Patrol has these mobile towers that they raise up. And again, there's a lot of Native folks and the Shadow Wolves. And I'll tell you something, is when I used to be DE agent and I had encrypted radios, I had DEA encrypted radios, and then I had encrypted radios where I could listen to everybody else out there. And the Border Patrol would be, I'd hear them out there chasing guys on foot, huffing and puffing on the radio. But I'll tell you who I heard the most out there huffing and puffing, it was the Shadow Wolves tracking those guys. Those guys are the real deal and working real hard for that. But all that stuff's going on. It's just that we're always complaining about, I'm always outing and complaining about the federal government. Well, you know, there's nobody more under the thumb of the federal government than Native peoples. And you're never going to win, especially with as corrupt as it is. You can't continue to play their game. You know, I was almost going to refile my whistleblower petition, but I was watching to see what happened with Trump. Because, you know, I've done shows where I've said, you know, fake investigations, fake reports, fake leaks. I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about me. This was all done to me. But as I watch it, you know, they did it to me a decade before. But now they're doing it to the president. So, you know, I'm not even bothering to file because I'm not going to fight their fight. I'm fighting on my ground here on the air. And that's what NativeHope.org is starting to do. Is they're not looking for a government handout; they're doing it on their own. You know, Border Patrol is having a hard time as well. You know, there's all kinds of people, law enforcement. So why does the left want to destroy law enforcement?
Because they want to be the law enforcement.
No, they want lawlessness. It's very clear what they want.
They want to be the ones in charge of what they consider to be the law.
Yeah. So,
and they can't do that with law enforcement that's not controlled by them.
Right. So it was done to African peoples. It was done to Native peoples. But now, as Russell Means said, and I used to say on my Prather and Pizza and show the clips, he said, I love American constitutional law because it's Indian law. But now everybody gets to be on a reservation. And they're trying to expand that role. But did that answer your question?
Yeah. I don't know enough about it to begin with. So it has helped increase my knowledge dramatically. And who I call Donaldus Trumpum Magnus, has he been a pretty good friend of the Native peoples more than a previous president?
Yeah, very, very much so. He doesn't get the press. Yeah. But again, he gave six Chickahominy, which means ground corn people, federal status, which means they get federal money. That happened early on. And those were early Eastern people that were never recognized. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like moving the embassy to Jerusalem. He did that. He didn't get credit for it because he makes the Pocahontas thing. But, you know, that's just he's putting down Warren. Warren used Warren's people actually killed Cherokee on the Trail of Tears, part of the militia, and she used fake status to benefit herself. Did nothing ever for Native people, ever. But again, just like the left likes to say that they're the friend of the black people, they're not. They were the party of slavery. It was Senator Byrd, it was a Ku Klux Klan leader, the first Native congressmen were Republicans. Now there are two Native women who are senators, and they're Democrats right now. But, you know, that's okay. But that has not been the party of freedom at all.
No, they have not. They're also the party of Jim Crow and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, it's so my point on this show today is the same thing that we're talking about. Some folks have experienced that. Some peoples have experienced that an entire time, and they're digging their way out. The seventh generation, you can look up Lakota seventh generation. There's great programs happening. I've got to mentor some great young Native folks that have gone to school down here at Desert Christian and stuff. Is they are really making a important comeback. But thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. Yeah. So I do want to do a little bit of my regular show, and running out of time, but the FISA court, especially FISA Chief Judge Rosemary Collier's, has ordered the destruction of the surveillance data collected on and before March 17th, 2017. That is the date the hammer. Remember I did the NSA shows on the hammer showing the contractor device with the NSA that could wiretap everybody. So it's come out that the FBI lied, right? Kleinsmith, all that stuff. We broke on those stories. But the FISA court was strangely silent. That's because they were in on it. Okay? And now they're trying to do something about that. But I am looking here at a declassified top secret SI ORCON. That means originator controlled. No foreign. That means no foreign intelligence. So I used to be very familiar with all these caveats. Saying that to the destruction of all this because that's evidence. So not only has the FBI destroyed evidence, but now the FISA court has destroyed evidence. And Trump is trying to restore our republic. Just like he gave the Chickahominy tribes federal status, he gave the Little Shell Chippewa federal status. He is trying to restore our republic, and that is unique ever. Anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Ho Matakwa Yasin. Keep the faith. God bless. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfect Network Studios. Back with you next week.